Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 1st of March, Jezreel. In the same way that Gomer represents the house of Israel as an unfaithful harlot, Gomer's children represent all the individuals and families who had been brought forth and nurtured by Israel's motherhood. The Lord instructed Hosea to give each of Gomer's children a particular name. The name of each child demonstrated the nature of the Lord's relationship with the people who had rejected him. When Gomer bore their first son, the Lord instructed Hosea to call his name Jezreel. The name Jezreel means God scatters or God sows. The Lord explained the reason for this name by saying to Hosea, "Call his name Jezreel, for in a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu, and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. It shall come to pass in that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." Using the symbolism of the weapon that belongs to an archer in the army, the bow of Israel refers to its capacity to overcome and conquer. The valley of Jezreel was the plain that was situated between Jezreel and Megiddo. It was part of the territory that had been given to the tribe of Ephraim as their inheritance when the nation of Israel entered the Promised Land. In the first case, the valley of Jezreel was the place where the strength of the bow of Israel was demonstrated. It was the place where the Lord sovereignly destroyed the vast army of the Midianites before Gideon and his 300 men. Notably, in this instance, the Lord ensured that the strength of the bow of Israel was demonstrated in weakness. We recall that, for this reason, the Lord kept reducing the size of Gideon's army. Furthermore, his army was not equipped with bows and arrows or any. The remnant army in that day was equipped with trumpets and lamps. The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 1 verses 4 to 5, Judges chapter 6 verse 33, and Judges chapter 7 verses 19 to 21. For further study, Judges chapter 7.